That subscriber guy as Damian Wayne's Robin, Soggy Witch as Babs' Batgirl, previous guest and cosplay of the week, Foggy Knight as Batman, Matthew Dion, or I believe it's Dion, as Nightwing, previous guest and cosplay of the week, Jose underscore JC007 as Tim Drake's Robin, and Yatora Kaz, somebody correct me if I'm mispronouncing that, Yatora Kaz as Orphan Cassandra Kane. First of all, phenomenal job on all of these, as a group separately as well. I dig how each cosplayer has something in the background in relation to their character. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. Yes. Let's take a sip. Actually, you know what? Hold on. Cut the intro music. We're going to go with the Run It Up mug right now. And we know what? We haven't played the... I'm bringing it back for those that have watched for months and months ago. I'm bringing it back. Hit the Run It Up music while we take a drink. Mm.
Run it up. Run it up. Run it up.
Yes!
Run it up.
Tastes like glory. And I don't remember what it was. I don't remember what it is. It tastes like... What is it? It tastes like glory. It tastes like... something. I'll figure that one out. And sexualization. Run it up, ladies and gentlemen. What that means is hit the likes, hit the comments, hit the shares. Somebody that's doing something creatively, making something happen, run it up for them. Anything that you're doing, you're getting out there, you're making moves, you're making things happen. You're running it up. And if you're watching, you're running it up. You're even on Instagram for the cosplayers, for the graphic designers, for the photographers. Run it up. Get it all out there. Anyway, if you hit the Side Project merch store right now, you can get all the things that you see on the table, all these beautiful mugs, the Run It Up mug, the Run It Up tees. I think there's Run It Up sweaters. I think there's a Run It Up tank. Still kind of summertime, still kind of hot. And everything else that you see me rocking here on the show is always available on the Side Project merch store right now. During the time that this episode comes out, I am going to be at Dragon Con. So if you're going to be at Dragon Con as well, I can't wait to see you there. We're probably there right now and we're having an amazing time. Who knows? But actually, it comes out a couple days before, you know, Dragon Con happens. So maybe you're still hanging out. You're still watching this and before you hit Dragon Con. Or maybe you're watching it on the plane. Or maybe you're at Dragon Con with me and we're watching it together in a panel room because we're having a Side Project panel watch party. Who knows? But anyway, let's get to the bread and the butter of this episode, because my guest this week seems to be popping up everywhere I look. My guest this week seems to be making a name for himself within the cosplay community with quickness, providing amazing edits for cosplayers, composites for cosplayers, taking them from a simple background, whether that be indoors, outdoors, green screen, black screen, cityscape, or whatever it may be that they shot with said photographer, and placing them into a hyper-realistic setting akin to a comic book, a movie, or maybe even some sort of amazing fan-made artwork. And what he does himself is definitely labeled as art as well, helping to bring every cosplayer's vision to life that much more. Working with many cosplayers that have been guests on this show or previous cosplays of the week, so he's definitely been discussed, but now we get to discuss things with him. This year's theme of Long Time Cummins remains as we're taking things in different routes, and I'm glad to be able to talk to a dedicated graphic designer. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together and give a warm welcome to Jose Martinez, but you probably know him as Graphics by JMD.
Hey guys, thanks for having me, Jesse.
Appreciate it. Yes, man. How you doing, dude? How's the day been treating you so far?
Pretty good. I've been working on edits. I don't got class today, so.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
I was preparing for this, but additionally, yeah, I was working on Paper Moon.
Yes. And she was on the last episode,
Futuristic cosplays.
Oh, yeah, futuristic. Cosplays. Oh, yeah. I know you guys are working on something. I can't spoil it, but I actually know what it is, man. I know what it is.
Oh, she showed you? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's coming
together,
man.
It took me quite a while. Usually I get them done pretty quick, but this one ran into some issues. But no, I think it looks great.
Things happen, man. Man, dude, like I said in the guest intro there, you do these composites, man. You do these edits for cosplayers. And I would assume everybody that's tuning in right now, you know, knows what that is, these edits, these composites. And you do so greatly, dude. And I want to throw up on the screen this one of previous cosplayer of the week and guest, RLH NYC. and it's of him walking through through Ace Chemicals, right? Walking through Ace Chemicals, like on the scaffolding there, and you've got the green glow coming up and everything from the bottom coming up and going through the bars and everything. You've got the smoke in the background. You know, Ray's looking absolutely amazing, walking towards the camera frame, walking towards in the foreground and everything. And then I want to throw up another edit as well, real quick, before I end up asking you about this question. You've got this other one here of Ray holding a sword. You've got the green power emanating from it, green all around him, that Ace Chemicals like background as well, and it just works, man. It fits both of these. It doesn't look like it wouldn't be taking place physically in the moment. But for the one with the sword, some people may be asking, Red Hood, green powers, sword, like, what's going on here? You know what I mean? Can you walk us through the inspiration for that edit and for the one that where he's walking, up atop the scaffolding and everything? And like, what was going through your mind and what you wanted to capture for Ray as a compositor?
Ray actually hit me up with this one. He just, me and him go back and forth with messages and images and however it goes. He and I are pretty cool. He showed me the picture of the sword and he asked, he's like, hey, can you make flames? Can you do something reminiscent of the video game Gotham Knights, which I played? And so I was like, okay, yeah, I'll figure it out. At first, I was like, oh man, flames! Everything that you see on my profile are most parts me doing for the first time. I've always been self-taught. I've always done images, but at the same time, so I've done things like these in the past, but never at this pace, never doing it so often. Flames, I'm not completely familiar with, but then this one was kind of the hard hitting. Exercise. Yeah. So he hit me up. He wanted flames. He wanted green eyes additionally, but then ultimately we decided not to do that. Right. And then
did it blend in too much with the green eyes?
There was a lot of green. You had the Lazarus pit in the back and you had the green, green flames. And then, it did blend in a bit. Right. So it was, the idea of it was that in the video game Gotham Knights, Red Hood has abilities from his time in the Lazarus pit.
Right.
So his power is reminiscent, reflect a green lighting, a green gas or green flame or however. So with Red RLH or Ray's badass Red Hood get up with the suit and the sword, he made it easy to make him cooler.
Yeah, definitely. And you did an amazing job, man. And it's kind of just from people that I've spoken to in comments, I mean, obviously not everybody thinks this way, but I know a lot of people were kind of like, weirded out, I guess you could say, or kind in a sense, some disliked the whole like mystical power aspect of Red Hood and Gotham Knights. You know, they were kind of like, it doesn't really make any sense. It's a little weird. I know a lot of people after they played it were like, oh, it's kind of cool. You know, I guess it fits it, at least in that world.
But he was still my main.
Was he? Yeah. But I think it's cool. My point to it is that there were some people that disliked that aspect and some people that liked that aspect. But whether you disliked it or liked it, I think what you did with the edit, though, bringing that together, kind of kudos to Ray for having that idea and wanting to make that happen and bringing it to somebody like yourself. And then you brought it forth, 100% for someone as myself, even too, that was a little iffy on the fact that Red Hood had these kind of mystical powers. I looked at this, though, when I saw this and I was like, oh, man, like just seeing it in this way and the way that you guys brought it to life made me go, that's fucking cool, actually. You know what I mean? Like, that's like really cool, dude. So kudos to you, man. Like, you did a great job. And then what about the one where he's walking atop like the scaffolding type thing and everything?
That one was my call. I think I had the idea. Maybe I pitched him, or I think he may have just wanted an image. He and I, like I said, exchange a lot. But so I've always been a Supernatural fan. Mm-hmm. So Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki, stars of the show. Way back when, Jensen Ackles voiced Red Hood in Under the Red Hood.
Yeah.
And I thought he was perfect. I thought that was awesome. Perfect voice. And I was like, no way. Of course he could fit in the suit. I was like, he was like, he's too old at this point, but he would have been my dream Red Hood. Now he's Batman. Now he's potentially a live action Batman, which would also be awesome. But anyways,
I'm gonna circle back to that.
Cool, neat, man. I wanted to create the scene where he's kind of confronting Batman. Right. He's in Ace Chemicals, and he's at the place of his greatest failure. And it took me quite a while because I don't take the images of people. Mm-hmm. I have to bug everybody I work with. More commonly, the people that I exchange messages on the daily, I had to bug them for specific photos, specific poses, just so I could do what I need to do. With this one in particular, I spent forever trying to find a walkway that would work, and then I had to find a warehouse that would work, and still I made alterations. I add additional stuff, and however, at times I'm reliant on the assets, but even then, once I figured it out, however long that process takes, I'm able to do what I got to do.
And you did it amazing. I mean, even it's just the little details as well that I hope people recognize, like such as the green glowing off of the sides of the mask, you know what I mean? Off the sides of the helmet and everything. And even like on the shoulders, even by the chest, by the shoulders as well. Like it's those little things that are bring it together that much more, you know what I mean? And so another job well done. Real quick before we move on, would you live action, would you want Jensen to be Batman or would you want him to be Red Hood?
Oh, that's not what I was expecting.
Like, which would you want more if he was in live action?
Well, so with...
He's fucking both. He's both of them.
Yeah, he is both.
He's doing
with,
both.
With all... see, you got me plugged.
It's just a whole live action Batverse and Jensen's everybody.
And then Jared Padalecki's Nightwing.
Yeah, exactly. Just one guy. He's the only one. Everything else is Jensen. Even Alfred is Jensen.
you know, I'm completely. You stumped me on that one. That's not the question I expected. So with I'm biased.
Back to something. Make it a little difficult. Real quick.
I think he'd play a great. You know, I'm more comfortable with saying that he'd be Red Hood. I think I'm more comfortable. He has the intimidating angry side.
Yes.
I think I'd be more comfortable with that. But
I think he could bring the emotion, the rage. Imagine him going against Bruce. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that'd be really cool. I could see that. Well, no, you know what? I can see that because I edited that. I did like some years ago. I made an image of him in a Robin suit. It was like a Polaroid image of him. Like Joker took a picture of him, duct taped over his mouth, and however. 5 years ago, I have seen it recently, and it is dated, like to my skills.
But
I was looking to find a Robin to help me recreate that. So I'm going to try to do that. But so I think I'm more comfortable with Red Hood, but at the same time, in realistic. Day and age with how old he is, mm-hmm. I'm cool with him being Batman.
Yeah.
I love The Boys, the TV show The Boys. That show is awesome. He did well after playing Dean for 15 years. Yeah. He was able to go in another role and I didn't see Dean. I was looking for Dean and he wasn't Dean.
Right.
Same. Yeah.
He did an amazing job.
I'm biased. Whatever he wants to do, I'll say yes. I'm like, all right, go for it. So I'm not completely comfortable with Batman, but I don't really doubt that it's in his skill set.
Soldier Boy.
Keeping with like a theme of Red Hood and everything, as well as RLH, another edit that you did for him that I dig, dude, it still sticks out to me like as a Gotham Knights like vibe as well. Or if it's not Gotham Knights, then it could be some sort of video game promotional material or posters or something. In my opinion, you have Ray behind what looks like, you know, a clown face, you know, the Joker-esque situation. Perfect. Very fitting. Circus-esque lights in the background, Red Hood in the foreground, an original photo by Cooper Burns, as was the previous shot that we spoke about. And the caption says, "I still hear the clown laughing and mocking me at every turn, but when my family needs me, I'm there." And then Ray tells us to swipe to reveal that it's not just an edit that you've done for Ray, but rather a group composition consisting of the likes of that subscriber guy as Damian Wayne's Robin, Soggy Witch as Babs' Batgirl, previous guest and cosplay of the week, Foggy Knight as Batman, Matthew Dion, or I believe it's Dion, as Nightwing, previous guest and cosplay of the week, Jose_JC007 as Tim Drake's Robin, and Yatora Kaz, somebody correct me if I'm mispronouncing that, Yatora Kaz as Orphan Cassandra Kane. I dig how each, first of all, phenomenal job on all of these, you know, as a group
Thank
and
you.
Then separately as well. I dig how each cosplayer has something in the background in relation to their character. I don't know if anybody else noticed that, but kudos on that attention to detail as well. Red Hood with the clown, Batman with the bat signal, Nightwing with has Bloodhaven. Did you go into it purposely with that in mind, or did you like stumble upon that idea to have things pertaining to each character in the background?
Yeah, I had it in mind.
Nice.
But originally Ray pitched me the idea of doing a like a pentagram kind of thing. So
yeah.
Batman was in the center, like Red Hood was in the corner, Nightwing was in the corner, Robin Batgirl, however.
Gotcha.
And each one of them had their own color. So like Batgirl's was yellow, Red Hood was red, however. So he wanted to do the four, but or the five, but then as I just I kind of overruled him.
I got another idea.
yeah, exactly. And I was like, I know he kind of wanted to do the pentagram thing. I was like, and I'll probably do it from later on. The idea of doing the four squares and whatever diamond or however it was in the center.
Yeah.
I was like the functionality of that, trying to get everybody to fit. It's just going to be. I don't even know that I could get it to look like a comic panel, just as it would. It would just be squares.
Right.
So I thought that would be kind of weird. So I thought of this bar idea. And as we were doing it, he had a few people in mind. So he had four people, I think, originally. I think we had Foggy at the time. I'm not sure.
Right.
But I think I had to convince him to like, let's go grab Soggy Witch. And then originally I had Batman to the side of the panel, and then everybody had their little dashes.
Yeah.
But then we moved him to the center when we had five, but then we added, I think we added Soggy.
Right.
And then that threw off the alignment. So Batman was one off to the side. So then I was like, okay, I got to go find Cassandra Cain or something. So then I went and pitched it to her and she helped us out. So
that's cool.
So then I got to put Batman back in the center. The intention was to, I didn't want everybody to post the same image just as their little square, however.
Mm-hmm.
So then I made an individual thing per person.
Yeah.
And in the whole lineup, it's, the background is crops, and then they kind of flood out of the image so that they all stand next to each other in a way, complete with their own individual images lighting. But
I like that, dude. I like that.
So,
man.
So then, once they go on their profile, they would have their own individual square. So honestly, that didn't take too long. It was just the functionalities of speaking to everybody, getting everybody's permission and participation.
It came together beautifully, man. Flawlessly, in my opinion. Yeah, it's a really, really, really good one. And you know what's another? Speaking of like really good ones, dude, you know what's an incredible edit of yours, man? Is your edit with futuristic cosplays Mysterio, dude.
Oh,
that
is
phenomenal, man. I'm a huge like Mysterio fan. I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. I mean, who kind of isn't? Everybody loves Spidey, you know? But it's like the split of the colors, you know, one side to the other side, but not split perfectly down the middle, you know, giving it that contrast, that feel of like not 100% uniformity, because it shouldn't be. It looks like chaos is about to ensue with Mysterio here, you know? It's like the depth of the background, the eye, the fishbowl. The fishbowl was there physically, right?
Yeah. So she... So her face isn't, I added that post, but so she had her cosplay and it was the fishbowl.
You spiced it up a little bit though, like the fishbowl? Yeah, definitely. I thought so. But walk us through like unfolding this edit, man. Like how long did like this one take to pull off? Because this is phenomenal, man.
I had the idea of what I wanted to do with this one from the beginning. The back left hand, actually, I don't, it's been this one, she had this one sitting for like a month. so I was like, I made it a month ago, but the back hand didn't exist to that picture. I think it was cropped out. The front hand had a little hard plastic like triangle thing. But I had the idea. I wanted to do the hologram in the back and then the magic in the front. The trouble is I didn't know how to make it pixelated. How to make it look like a hologram.
Right,
so I actually spent I was stuck on it for a couple of days because I had these hard square pixels for a while. And I was like, I like where it's going. I don't know how to do it. So it took me a while to figure out the concept. But then once I did it, once I got it, once I was able to add onto it, I was running. So it takes sometimes it takes me quite a while. Sometimes I could get it done in a couple of hours.
Yeah, and this came together beautifully, man. Like I said, I like everything about it. The pixels in the background, the offset of the colors and everything. And it's just, it's one of those, like, really just top-notch ones, in my opinion. Like, when you're making an edit of this caliber, or like, I'm really any edit, actually, like, when you're coming up with ideas yourself and everything, do you usually go into something with, you know, stuff like this already in mind? Or do you play around with ideas before the, you know, the pieces to the puzzle start coming together? What's your kind of like niche, your tactics? How do you go about it?
It depends on the image that I'm providing. It depends on first I also wanted to say futuristic cosplay, real nice person. Hooked me up from she bought some stuff for me. I make shirts and pins and things. Mm-hmm. And she bought stuff for me. We became friends there. She basically gave me the opportunity to kind of start doing these edits for people.
Right.
So I just want to throw out there that she's a friend of mine, and she's been with me since the start. Nice. So I appreciate her and everybody else that I work with.
Yeah.
But this one in particular was one that I had in mind. Sometimes I have an idea, but it doesn't work. But it depends on the image that I'm provided, because I'm not taking the images of the people myself. I don't get final say on what I have. So then, sometimes I get Jose or Ray to take a picture for me. But with all due respect, guys, sometimes it's just the angle of the camera or the lighting, right, or just
it doesn't
just
fit the idea that you have, right? You would have done if you could.
I poke the guys all the time, because it's just, I was like, come on, man, make it a little more natural, relax a little bit, get into character, because I mean, they allowed me to screw with them, but at the same they provide me a lot of content, but at times it's just like, I want to do what you're saying. I want to do the plan, but it's just, my thing is I, with all my edits, I'm trying to do my best. Not all of them function that way, but I'm trying to make them look realistic.
Right.
I'm trying to make it look like the image is actually captured in the camera.
Yeah.
So with that, I can only, can I spruce up your suit a bit? Totally. But at the same time, to make you look legitimate in the lighting, in the position, in the background, the position your pose needs to follow through. Because if you look a little bit too stiff, if you obviously look like you're mid-punch, then I can't exactly always make it look like you're actually following through with the punch when you're not doing it. So yeah, no criticism to anybody. I mean, because I suited up for as Red Hood at San Diego Comic-Con.
Nice.
And after giving Jose crap and Ray crap and Audrey with their images and with their poses, man, when I got in front of the camera of people, I was like, I don't know what to do.
full circle moment.
Yeah,
right,
exactly,
there,
exactly,
dude.
Exactly. They
that's hilarious, man.
I didn't tell them that, they'll see that in a minute. So I was like, nah, I get it. But honestly, after this past Comic-Con, and I suited up and I was hanging out with Audrey and Ren, mm-hmm. I stopped bugging Jose a bit. I didn't tell him and however, but I was like, nah, I laid off. I was like, I understand. It's all good.
Right.
I got your back. I'll edit what you give me. It's cool. But,
full circle moment, man. That's hilarious, dude. That Mysterio, I want to say that the armor was by Din Shamir, who's been mentioned here before. The helmet and the pauldrons are by Do You Even Cosplay, who's been mentioned here before. Undersuit by RV Props. Shout out to RV Props. And Heroes Time _official. You mentioned that futuristic has been there since you... kind of started. So I got to ask you, like, how did you get into this? Where did the start begin? Like, what's the backstory? Did your journey with, you know, editing and compositing and graphic design in general, did it recently begin with a focus on cosplayers, or did it start somewhere else first?
I like movies. I like comics. I like superhero movies and things.
Yeah.
I don't watch it for mindless entertainment. I like the story. I like learning things. I like the characters. I like the character journeys.
Yeah.
So with that, through my life, I would draw. I started drawing when I was a kid. I haven't done it in a while, or at least well in a while. I used to be really good, But I used to draw, and then from that, you know, I guess in high school, I took a screen printing. I call it the screen printing class mm-hmm. because that was the best project we had, and I dominated. I took a screen printing class, and then from that, I started going more into digital work. And then later on, a few semesters later, they gave me the option to retake the class. I already passed, but then I retook it with the same teacher, and then I took it again. So I did more. And then her acknowledging that I had already taken the class, I was like assistant teacher at that point. She let me print whatever I wanted to do and do my assignments.
Get a little extra hands on.
Exactly. She gave me front of the shop. So then I did more digital images. From there, I got a job printing shirts and decals at the local mall. I was always working on images, just doing whatever. I was working on my own shirts. So I was just creating images from there. And then from there, I just went through more Photoshop phases. Having done that, I just like this stuff. Having that, I don't like doing wedding photos. Like like people will ask me to do
edit them.
Just edit them. I was like, I don't want to just mess with lighting. I want to do something cool. I want to do something fun. So having asking Futuristic is like, telling Futuristic, I was like, hey, well, I could edit your images. You want to give me something to do? As I'm doing more, I'm getting better, and as I'm working with more people, I'm just learning more things.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean,
the best practice is the practice itself. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So I mean, I'm at the mercy of the people that I work with. So everybody that works with me, everybody that talks to me, everybody that just gives me the time of day and sticks with me, I stick with them. And because they're they don't know, but that's I had a broken shoulder. This is all very therapeutic. It gives me something to do. And I'm not just sitting there mindlessly watching something. But like the side project podcast.
I was going to say something, but there hasn't been a right time for me to just talk about myself. So, I did notice that in the background, and thank you for that. I appreciate that.
I thought it was funny. I was watching, I played YouTube in the background, and
thank you, man.
So I just thought it'd be funny. You can talk about yourself. It's all good.
No. We're here to talk about you, man. We're here to talk about you.
But yeah, I mean, it's all therapeutic to me. I mean, it's whether or not people know, it's something that I enjoy. The people who give me the opportunity to do so, I thank them. I appreciate them. And I mean, I think that I've told them that enough. I hope that they acknowledge.
Definitely, man. It comes with the territory with like any creative, you know what I mean? We feel it's rewarding in a sense as well. You know what I mean? It's rewarding in a sense as well. And you create anything and you put it out there for the world to see as well. That's even more rewarding when it gets a positive, response as well. And such as a lot of your stuff is, your edits and everything that you're putting out is phenomenal, man. You know, and I feel the same way. So I just want to relate to you. I feel the same way when I have people come on, such as yourself here right now. I'm thankful. You know what I mean? To have these conversations and get a deeper understanding of what's going on inside another creative's mind. You know what I mean? And such as yourself, especially with the way that you create all these things for cosplayers and everything. You mentioned something a few moments ago about you cosplaying as Red Hood at San Diego Comic-Con. And that leads me to something that I want to do real quick, and I like to call this segment Shotgun Questions. And Shotgun Questions is supposed to be a little bit more of a rapid-fire segment. It never really ends up being that rapid-fire. There's only been a couple guests where it is a little bit more quickly, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. This is just the spiel. This is just the intro. This is the let everybody know what Shotgun Questions is, and I don't prep every guest. I don't prep any guest, actually, for Shotgun Questions. They may know that it's going to happen. They may not, but they definitely don't know what the questions are. So with that being said, you do a lot of edits for cosplayers, but let's say that you're going to cosplay yourself, and you did a Red Hood. I don't know how deep that you dabble into cosplaying yourself, but do you have a top three cosplays that you'd have an interest in doing besides Red Hood, since you did it at Comic-Con?
No. Shotgun question. No, I mean, this is it. Because for years I wanted to do it, and then hit. Yeah. And I mean, I wanted to do it since I was a kid, but then I got a 3D printer, so I had access to actually make a dope helmet.
Oh, and man, yes, dude, it looks sick,
so,
too.
So my thing is that I like it to look realistic. I didn't want it to look store bought. So with that, I weathered it pretty heavily.
Yeah, I was gonna say it looks very weathered.
So with that, I was able to do this, but yeah, I mean, I was talking to Audrey and I was like, maybe a red X kind of thing, but then I was looking at other people, and what they have would flat out destroy whatever concept I have.
So
I
was
like, I've already dabbled. I was like, I have Red Hood. Maybe I'll do Red X. I don't want to think of two more. Don't put me in this position, man. Because I will do it, and I will spend days upon
and
days
I won't
printing,
stop.
And I won't stop.
Out of these Batmen, you've got Keaton, Bale, Affleck, Pattinson. You can only choose one, and the rest and their universe cease to exist. Who do you pick?
See, you asked this question in another podcast. My
I
thing
ask this to every
this,
guest. This
yeah.
is one that's to every guest.
with my thing is, did I want Ben Affleck to work out? Yes. Did I do Pattinson's universe? I love the gritty. I love the real. I love the different take.
Yeah.
Be it completely comic accurate? No, sure. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's different. Trouble. Keaton, I love it, sure. But I've always thought he was overrated. Ever since I was a kid,
I was like,
the hair was all frizzy, and I was like, I don't understand. He's all frizzy. Yeah. I mean, so
I get what you're saying, though.
He wasn't suave, and then it was, I don't know. But my thing is, I grew up on the Dark Knight trilogy, and I haven't watched it in maybe a year or two, but I watched the Dark Knight more times than I can count. I couldn't see that trilogy, that universe being gone. That's the one that I'd have to keep.
Last one here. If you could time travel to any period, any era, where would you go and why? And you can have up to three different choices if you want three.
See, I just watched Jose's and Ray's, and he said the future, he said the past, however. But I would want to go to the future just to see technology. You know what? No, I'd do a Back to the Future kind of thing. Go to the future and get a world almanac or whatever hologram and look up all the lotto numbers. But as a realistic thing, I'd like to go. Like the question usually is who would you go back and talk to? I've always liked Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. I've always liked the idea of the of what whether or not he was the best guy. It was just what his persona stood for, and I was always interested in the controversial nature of how people work in race and everything. I'd go back to like the civil rights movement, see how that functions, see how that goes.
I like
learning perspective. I watch movies and I like talking movies. If you ever talked MCU with me or DC or whatever movie you want, I was like, I can talk for quite a while, but because it's a compact lifetime within a couple hours.
Yeah.
And with that, you could watch it. I could watch it. We won't have the same point of view. Yeah. And then with that, I'd like to learn your point of view. I like perspective. I like learning people's perspective. I like hearing stories. I like working through things.
Yeah.
So with that, to go back to the past and that time, I'd want to see how it all functions.
Interesting, man. Interesting. I do want to talk with you more about what you've got going. That was shotgun questions. That's it. I do want to talk to you more about some of your stuff and everything. But before we do that, let's break up the monotony. Let's get into this week's cosplay of the week. And this week's cosplay of the week is none other than All-Star Cosplay. And that's All_Star Cosplay on Instagram. And I'm throwing it up on the screen right about... Wow, that's me shooting a grapple gun now. And it is of Batman and Robin. And these are phenomenal shots, man. These are so good. The shots are by Jeff Zoet Visuals. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. That's Jeff with a J, Z-O-E-T Visuals on Instagram. For the photographer there, and it's just beautifully, beautifully done. The caption says, the dynamic duo, Batman versus Robin Part 3. This is a series, but I'm not going in order with the series. I'm sorry, guys. I was just choosing really cool photos that I liked. But there is a series. If you go on their page, you can see it unfold. And phenomenal, man. Like, everything about this, from the photography, from the way that it's angled, the stuff that you've got in the background, you guys' cosplays themselves, which it says that you guys build. I mean, I've spoken to you guys, but you know, I'm doing the side project thing right now. I'm doing the podcast thing. It says that you guys build EVA suits and fabric capes and everything yourselves. So I'm going to assume that you made the majority of things yourselves here and there. But for the things that you didn't make yourselves, I do want to throw up. Let's throw up while I'm talking about. I'm going to talk about them separately when I mention some things. So let's throw Batman up on the screen. Ah! And for Batman, the cowl was by Alter Ego Studios. Shout out to Alter Ego Studios. Mentioned here 1,000 times. The suit by the Bat and the Cat cosplay, and the boots by Tilly Dot Effects here. And Batman, phenomenal, man, from head to toe. I love everything about it. With the Let me zoom up here. You've got the white eyes going on. Not enough people doing the white eyes, man. And I think, let me look back at another photo here. Hold on one sec. I'm probably not fixing it on the screen. I'm just zooming up. I believe the white eyes, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the white eyes are actually physically there in person. I don't believe it's an edit. And I think that that's really cool. You kind of got a, if I'm not mistaken, like a medium-ish height on the bat ears there. But I love everything about it, man. From the suit itself, to the belt, to the boots, to the way in this particular photo that you've got, you know, the wingspan out and everything, looking like a bat in the night. I love everything about it, man. Let's throw up Robin. Ah! And we've got Robin here. And the mask is by Jay Curtis. Shout out to Jay Curtis, mentioned here a million times as well. And the suit by D_H_cosplay, mentioned here numerous times as well. And Robin is looking just as perfect, man. From the emblem with the R right there, the hooded, the mask. Jay Curtis did a phenomenal job on that. All the way to the suit, to the cape with the black, the yellow on the other side. I mean, it's just accurate. It's perfect. I like the red gloves with the sword and everything, or the katana, I believe it would be called. Correct me if I'm wrong, somebody. But I dig it. Let's go back to the group shot real quick, because I want to mention something. And it says in the caption here, behind the scenes, this is me quoting them, quote, "For this part of the shoot, we went to the Columns in Pittsburgh. This was where Batman and Bane fought in The Dark Knight Rises. I thought this would be a fitting place, plus a fun fan moment for me." This is them. I'm quoting them. "To take photos of the Batman versus Robin story." And it's also very fitting with The Dark Knight Rises, because we've got, in case you didn't tune into this full episode or you're just watching the clip on Instagram, we've got graphics by JMD here, and we just got done talking about who he would pick, his favorite Batman in a sense. I guess you could label it as that. There was a little bit more to it. Go watch the full episode if you'd like to see it. And you chose Christian Bale. The Dark Knight. We just got done talking about that, and here they are taking photos where The Dark Knight Rises was shot. All-Star cosplay, this is phenomenal. From the cosplays themselves, to the shots, to everything in between. I love everything about this. I've been wanting to feature you guys as a cosplay of the week for quite a long time now. I've had you in the vault for quite a long time now. And today is the day. I just felt like it was fitting, man. And who knows, man? Maybe you guys will link up with JMD here and you guys can get some cool edits going, man. You got anything that you want to say before we wrap this segment up?
Hit me up. Yeah, these suits are pretty cool. I mean, honestly, and you were asking about the white eyes. Is like, that's either a really, really good edit, or those are actually right? physical eyes.
They're physical. I think. I
really think they're physical, because I'd be completely impressed if they weren't. just with the color and everything.
Definitely.
But now these guys are slick, and if they hit me up, maybe we could get something together.
Hopefully, man. Hopefully. If you're not following All Star Cosplay on Instagram at @all_star_cosplay, please do so right now. It says in their bio that the next event is WV PopCon and their next project is Hellbat. I can't wait to see that. And if you're going to be at WV PopCon, pop on in and check out their cosplays and get a few photos. All Star Cosplay, your Batman and Robin cosplay of the week for me, and graphics by JMD, is amazing. looks good.
Hey man, you know what? I gotta talk to you about something real quick. This whole Chazzy and Chario Dragon Con thing and how we're really gonna go about this. Hey man, why are you so dressed up?
Well, I was gonna do a quick little photo shoot.
Okay.
You know? You think I just dress up like this to sit on the couch?
I don't know, dude. I never know what's going on anymore, man. You know, I'm just happy to be here, dude. I'm just stacked. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm ready to go, dude. Couple days, you know what I mean? Speaking of photo shoots, hold on real quick, 1 second. I gotta tell you this story, dude. It's wild. This one time when I was doing a photo shoot, actually, you know, to be honest, I wasn't doing a photo shoot. I just happened to be in a photo shoot. So we were at this restaurant, right? Bunch of us, we were eating. I think Imposter was there. I don't know. It was a lot of people. And Jay Leno was there, by the way. What's Jay Leno doing? You know what I mean? Like, hang out at home. You know, you were a celebrity for so long. I mean, he still is a celebrity. He doesn't just get it taken away. You know what I mean? But he was just there, chin and everything, just like hanging out for so long. And it was like, Jay, come on, guy. You know what I mean? Hang out at home for a little bit. Leave some of the spotlight for the rest of us, you know? Not saying that I'm a celebrity or anything. But we were all there. I ordered a salmon with some couscous. It was delicious, dude. Had a lemon on the side, a sprinkling lemon on there, right? Then all of a sudden, 98 Degrees walks in. Do you remember 98 Degrees, dude? The boy band? It's like, what? And then these photographers came and they were like taking pictures and doing all this stuff. And then one of them walked by me, dude. He just happened to walk by me. He wasn't even like doing anything. And he put his hand on my shoulder and the photographer instantly thought that we knew each other, dude. So all of a sudden, I'm just there, dude. I'm just 98 degrees in it, dude. It's 99 degrees now because it got 1 degree hotter. You know what I mean? 1 degree hotter, dude. So we're all like hanging out. It was a whole thing, dude. What are we doing here right now, though?
Well, I'm trying.
Is this like a, what kind of photo shoot? You looking like a snack and a half, bro. You know what I mean? Is this the kind of photo shoot? Is this like a band photo shoot, dude? I'm the guy that like, you know, in every single photo shoot, there's a guy that just doesn't care. Right? There's like,
me right,
it's like a band shot, right? There's always a guy that doesn't care or somebody that's like just in the background doing whatever. I'll be that guy, bro. I'll just be here like, I don't care.
You're killing me, man.
I don't care what's going on right now, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care, dude. Turn it sideways, dude. Are we getting 90s with it? Is it rock or is it rap? Who knows, bro? You know what I mean? This one time,
though, you've got some really cool comic book cover edits, dude. And if anyone tunes in regularly or checks out the Side Project Instagram stories, then you know that I have like the dope comic covers thing that I do. I don't know what to call that, but I take dope comic covers. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's just dope comic covers and I post them on the story, and I do that semi-regularly alongside the project battles and the project questions, the polls that we do. So you know that I appreciate comic book cover art is my point here. And like I said, you have some really cool ones that you've done for some cosplayers. Audrey.cosplay Starfire. This thing is amazing, man. It is absolutely just amazing. You blended it all perfectly. I always love just anybody that does them in general, like the comic book cover recreations. They're really cool, man. As well as a Raven cover for Ren.True, and there's no E at the end of that. Both from the Tales of Titans iteration. Both of these are equally amazing, dude. Do you have a character or a cosplayer that you'd love to dive into a comic book cover edit with? Like, maybe you have just a character in general, such as, you know, I'd like to take a stab at Wolverine and hope to find a Wolverine cosplayer to recreate something with. Or maybe you have a specific cosplayer that you'd like to do a cover recreation with. Is there anything that comes to mind, whether it's character or cosplayer, that you'd like to do some comic book cover stuff with?
I don't have a specific cosplayer in mind because starting out this account, this journey, this mission, mm-hmm. I would go gorilla. I would take images from accounts, and then I would just, because I didn't have anything to show off.
Right.
So I'd take an image from an account, and then I would edit it, and then return it to them and say, "Hey, I made this.
Yeah, look at this. I did this."
Yeah, exactly. But then, I mean, I was always true with everybody. So yeah. I'd just be like, "Hey, my name's Jose. I'm a graphic designer. I at the moment I'm just looking to bolster a portfolio. Mm-hmm. I just seek to have more work. I'm not asking to charge anything. I just if you'd like to check out these that I made, or if you like this one, then
I'd like to work with you in the future. Let me know if you have anything. I mean, that was my spiel. That was my script that I would send out to people. And working with people that I wanted to work with at the time, I didn't get replies, or they'd take the image and then it wasn't to seek out somebody was more difficult. But then some people gave me a chance. It's Audrey gave me a chance, gave me the opportunity. She gave me an image. She gave me one image, and it was very difficult because the one image that she had, or no, I think she gave me a couple, but this was the one with the most potential, but she was missing her elbow. She was her hip was cut short. So it was just a very limited me, but I was like, this is my opportunity. I have to do something for her to want to work with me. Yeah. So then I did more. I pulled it off. Then she trusted me. Then she gave me more work to do. This comic book cover idea was completely hers. It's just the one that we have up right now, was actually a mission, because she had to nail the pose. And right. she took photos, and she was for a past thing. It was one with her lifting the bulldozer. She sent me the panel. She said, "Can you do this?" And we both spent hours looking for a bulldozer, like a tipped over bulldozer at that, to recreate the panel. So then we found the one, and I made it work. This one, hers was actually recognized by Tom Taylor. And the other bulldozer one was recognized by Tom Taylor, and Audrey freaked out because she loves the writer. And then with Tom Taylor sharing it, then Nicola liked it and have her. And then we met them at Comic-Con, and then they recognized her cosplay. Nicola liked it a lot because she was the first one that did that suit. So we got the comic book signed. So then I went home. I was like, all right, let's do that comic book cover, and then I'll add the signatures. And then we'll see if we can get their attention again. It took quite a while.
I bet, but damn, dude, you did a great job on it, man.
Yeah, I appreciate
job
it.
On it. And then the Raven one as well. Yeah. I like the smoke coming up from the bottom and everything.
Yeah, dude. These were by the same artist, and I took photos at Comic-Con for this purpose, and we nailed it pretty well. Yeah. As for other comic covers, comics that I grew up on are ones that my dad got me. Well, he bought them. He collected them, and then he gave me his collection. It was
same,
a Death of
I
Superman
had the
comic.
Exact same scenario. Yeah, that was the same thing. My dad did the same thing with me.
Yeah, so the comics that I read were the Death of Superman comics. Mm-hmm. And that was my introduction to – I don't buy many comics, but if I buy comics, I buy the book of all the comics. That was the storyline that I know the most and like the most. The black and white photograph or the black and white dead Superman in the crater, I think would be pretty cool. Having not planned this before, thinking about it right now, I think that'd be pretty sweet.
Whether it's these comic book style, cover style edits that you do, or the previously mentioned RLH stuff that you've done, or placing previous cosplay of the week, Maria M.LeVay 369's Supergirl hovering outside of a Metropolis building, red glowing eyes, gleaming at Lex Luthor. These edits are a job well done, man. Like a really good job, man. And I'm curious, as we get ready to wrap up here, what's the future hold for you in your mind? Like, where do you want to go with this? Do you have anything specific that you're hoping to achieve, or a project that you're hoping to bring to life, or somebody that you've always wanted to work with? Like, whatever it may be, just what's the future hold for you, man?
I'd like to do art or in some way, shape, or form. I'd like to do things for DC Comics as a business, DC Comics and or Marvel. Mm-hmm. I would love to do this kind of stuff. I don't believe anybody should do something that they don't enjoy. I've been through a lot of stuff in my life to acknowledge that tomorrow is not promised.
Exactly.
So it's just the thing is, do what you want, do what you have to do today to prepare for tomorrow. But more importantly, do what you want to do today, because it may not be tomorrow.
Yes.
And my thing is, having this few months, having worked with these people, Ren True, It's Audrey Cosplay, RLH and Jose 007, futuristic cosplay, of course. These guys rejuvenated my love and care for this kind of stuff. Like, it's just, it's, they allowed me to, they helped me accept that this is what I enjoy. I can't care about what other people think. Now I'm looking into the process of doing that, of working for DC, of working for Marvel, or, I mean, even another kind of thing that does movies, or, that does comics or some sort of art, just something that I enjoy. Yeah. I, like I said, I will talk to you about movies forever. That's another thing, but I'm trying to hold true. I'm trying to keep up with content. I'm trying to continue with these edits. Yeah. If anybody likes the work, if anybody wants anything, let me know. Hit me up.
Definitely.
These are things that I like to do. Help me do something I enjoy. And yeah. I will Hell do yeah. my best to take care of, to do whatever you need to do. Yeah. Like, it's just, what's next? More of this, maybe something official sometime soon.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Definitely, dude. Definitely, man. Well, man, I want to thank you for coming and just chatting it up with me for a little bit, dude. I've been wanting to talk to you. And I mean that. I know you reached out to me and everything, and we spoke about some stuff, but I have, because your stuff is phenomenal, man. And you are definitely on the rise. I meant everything that I said in the intro and everything about, you know, making, providing amazing edits for everybody you do, man. And just everywhere I look, you've been there lately, dude. So, like, I'm really stoked to talk to you about everything that you're doing and get a little bit more of an insight. You know, we could be here forever. Just like you mentioned to me off camera that you could talk forever. You know what I mean? I could too, man. There's tons of other edits that you've done that I want to talk to you about, but you know, you kind of pick and choose. And then hopefully, anybody that's tuning in that may have not known your work before, maybe this excites them enough to go check out the rest, you know? And then hopefully get you to do something for them, man. You kind of, I at the end of this, I usually always give everybody the floor to say whatever they want to say, plug whatever they want to plug, and then also tell everybody where they can find you. You kind of just did that though. You kind of just said like the wrap up, good wrap up. So I don't want to If you got anything else, go ahead.
I mean, you can find me at graphics_by_JMD on Instagram. That's where I post my edits, and that's where I acquire more people. But additionally, I'm solid to the people who work with me. I named everybody for the most part that I enjoy working with. I love you guys. And then additionally, NLavy369 is becoming a good friend of mine. And then also Nomadic Cap, Matt. When I suited up the first time as Red Hood, he was the first legit cosplayer to say, "Hey, I want a picture with you." And he was just a gracious guy. Oh, I look like you cut out.
But, oh no,
he was just a gracious guy. And I mean, I've done something for him, but I'm only here because these guys give me an opportunity.
Yeah.
So, find me on Instagram, find them on Instagram, and you'll see me. And, I appreciate them. I appreciate you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for this.
Of course, man.
This is a good time.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yes. Go follow him, ladies and gentlemen. And to everybody tuning in right now, thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all of those beautiful things that you do over on youtube.com/Side Project Podcast. When you go down, hit that big red subscribe button. And when you hit it, it goes up, oh, and you get 100 sexy project points. What are we doing with those project points? I have no idea, man. I'm still trying to figure this out. I don't know. We got to talk to Chario. We got to figure it out. They're like Sonic rings or Mario coins. You just kind of collect them and they don't really do anything. You get a high score, except for the Sonic rings. If you get hit, they kind of save you. You don't die. If anybody wants to, you know, check that out, do a trial and error and report back to me and let me know if it worked out. Let me know about that. Thank you for watching on Spotify and following and rating and doing all those beautiful things that you do over there as well. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at IGHatesChazzy. That is my personal, and everything else you need to find me at is on the screen right about now. But if you're looking for the podcast as a whole, you can find it at Side Project Podcast. Remember, that's Project with a K on Instagram. For me, for JMD, we, and all the Side Project mugs, focus camera, are out of here.
Thanks, guys.